welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends. Nathan.
Hello.
Chris.
Hey.
Elmer.
Hey.
Zach.
What's up?
Marcus.
Hello.
Do you guys like the new intro? I skipped the whole Pathfinder thing. Do you guys notice? Do you notice what I did?
I kind of did because I kind when you said my name, it took me kind of like I was surprised because I was like, oh, I was just waiting. I tend to not listen.
That's fair.
Until I zone out until I
did until we start.
You call my name. Yeah.
Are we playing?
Okay.
Are we recording?
I don't even have my setup ready.
Yes, I cut down the intro because I'm sick of messing up on Pathfinder 2.0 AP Extinction Curse.
That's just the flavor.
Yeah, that sounded good right there, actually.
Yeah, it was just too much.
I think you're in your own head, man.
I live in my own head. Crazy.
What's the rent like?
It beats Sacramento prices, but still not good. Still not good.
Utilities included?
No, actually, me and the landlord have a fight going on.
Whoa.
Yeah. Waste management.
What's the landlord sound like?
Hey, guys!
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. I regret asking.
Yeah, no. The landlord's really fucked up.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a piece of work.
We'll go to my other place that my head lives, and it's this podcast and what you guys do in it. And what happened last week is you guys had a big fight with three retainers, three humans. You guys did work and vanquished them in some bloody fashion. You guys went on and looked around the rooms, and you noticed that the next room that was barred away from you had two other retainers along with a slurk. You guys made a little idea to ambush them. And you somehow used your wits to bring them into this room, as they seemed to be nice people that were just trying to talk to you, and then Fidget color sprayed them. And that's where we are.
I don't know why you're trying to paint me as some kind of bad guy. We know that they're villains. Like, there's no doubt in my mind.
He does this a lot.
I just want you guys to have an open mind about what's going on.
Yeah, my open mind is that, you know, we found a bloody bed, the mayor got beaten up, and these don't look like the fellas to be good. So I'm just like, you know.
Joe's like, give him a chance.
I'm seeing it how it is. I'm seeing it how I see it, all right?
I'm just saying, you know, there's good people on all sides.
Oh, my God.
What the?
Okay. Yikes.
I think you got to get out of that place that you've been living in, Joe.
Can we take that out?
Oh no, I'm keeping that.
No, yeah. So there's people. God, I don't know how to come back from that.
Maybe you shouldn't have said it.
I'd like to take this time to say that I condemn that person who I just quoted. And now we go. You guys color sprayed them. Good job.
Initiative. Just have all three of them roll for something.
Yeah, what do I roll, dude? You gotta tell me.
Will save.
Let's see.
And we'll all roll initiative.
Yeah, we'll all roll initiative. But let me we'll
do
roll
that first. Oh, hell yeah.
Let me see. That's gonna be the slurk. That's a 15.
Can I apply diplomacy to my initiative roll since I lured them out into this corner?
I'd say deception.
It's lame. Okay.
Alright, and then the two retainers rolled a 7 plus 8 is what?
15.
Yeah, that number. So one of them rolled that, and then the other one rolled a 22.
Joe. This had to be a jerk. Alright.
They have different saves. So I'm going to say Eberron rolled the low number. So he got the 15, and the Slurk got a 15.
Okay, do you want all of our initiative first before we move on?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Let's see, Nathan, what you got?
I gotta remind myself. I got a 23.
Grimlock, what you got?
21.
And a Carmen?
16.
Naz?
26.
Snap?
22.
Damn, you guys rolled high today.
We didn't come to play around.
God, guys. Let me go ahead and get the initiative tracker going. All right, you guys are all going to go before them.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, why did you say that guy moved again? Oh, you're from... Okay,
I just wanted to see his name.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, so let's get this color spray out the way.
Okay, so the two that...
The two that failed.
The two that failed, they are stunned one,
shit,
blinded for one round, and dazzled for 1 minute.
Okay, stunned one.
Yeah. So that means they just lose an action.
Yeah, they lose one action, yeah. But they are also blind for a minute.
No, blinded for one round. For a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So this, what is color? I'm assuming just like a rainbow of colors, right?
Yeah, so Fidget will just like, she like, as soon as she got all three of them in her sights, she like extends her hand and like mutters like quickly mutters the incantation, and just like a rainbow of colors, just like of like colorful sand and like paint, kind of explode out of her palms and just like splatter them. And their silhouettes, the silhouette is on the wall, you know, from where the color spray didn't hit. And the one that succeeded is dazzled for one round. Just so you know.
Okay. And what is dazzled?
No, bedazzled. Like you got a bunch of
jewels. That's bedazzled.
Mm-hmm. All objects and creatures are concealed from you.
Oh, okay, so it's percent mischance.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. All right, so that was, I'm gonna say that was your first action, your first move, Fidget.
Okay.
So, that was surprise round. We've been doing surprise round, so we'll just keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Naz, it's your turn.
Bust out of the room.
Get my turn, please.
I'm
trying to.
Fidget.
He holds his turn.
So, okay, so Fidget, you know, she got him. Great. It's all great. Okay. So, she is going to. Oh, I wasn't ready for my turn, my bad. Okay, all right, she's just going to teleport a projectile on. On this dude, on the dude who's not blinded.
Okay, sounds good.
It's big old something that she can see. It's gonna rock. Maybe there's like a torture sconce on the wall. It's just gonna whip it at him. Goes nowhere. Nothing happens. That's a natural one. I roll natural one, Joe.
You try to pick up the F3 on the ground.
Yeah, I tried to pick up the F3 on the ground. It failed. I didn't realize it was a mural. I thought it was an actual object. And then for her next turn, she's going to get in this room, close the door.
You just ran away, okay?
I'm leaving the area open for our martial classes. I don't want to take up space. That'll be my turn.
For the listeners, just to remind everyone, the other party members hid in the rooms that were surrounding this main hallway in an effort to surprise these three people, and now the hallway is empty with just the three people that were color sprayed, and it is Grimlock's turn.
Okay, so remind me, what do they look like? What are they?
They are, they're, so the two humans, and uh-huh. you know their names are Eberron and Faldenor. They just are two humans with white hair. One has a bushy beard, one's clean shaven. And they're about 6 foot. Pretty stocky builds.
Why do we know their names?
Because they were talking to each other.
Oh.
And you know that the Slurk's name is Flop.
Okay. They look pretty. Do they look like bad guys? Is that what. You really took me for a loop there.
Subjective.
In the beginning.
I think Joe's just trying to fuck with us. They're villains.
Okay. Thanks.
What is a villain?
I need to hear that. What is a villain? Okay, so I rush out of the room. Once I see Fidget retreat, I open my door. I step forward. And I'm going to attack the non-blinded person as well with my great axe.
Okay.
First one, I roll 11 total. I assume that's a miss.
That is.
Okay. For my second, or my third action, I'm going to try to trip him. So, athletics check.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so definitely got 27 natural.
That's a success.
Okay, so I take my weapon, and I after I miss, I just go for his legs, and now he's on his back.
That's right. The standard Maker's Misfits play. You trip someone, and now everyone gets to go kick him. And that's your turn, right?
Get him out. Get him.
And a Carmen.
Okay. Grimlock tripped him. I'm going to come out of the room, see that he tripped him. I guess we're just going to do non-lethal stuff. And actually, no. No, no, no. I come out the room, draw my sword, my rapier, and I'm going to attack the one right in front of me.
All right. What does blind do to AC?
Minus two. Makes him flat-footed automatically.
Okay.
13 plus 9, 21.
That's a hit.
Beautiful. 4 plus 2, 6.
You pierce him.
Got him.
Got him, coach.
Got him, coach.
You got one more move, right?
No, I came out the room. I moved. I drew my rapier, and then I attacked. That's three.
Okay. Nas.
All right. I'm going to step out. Pop out.
Hold on. Joe.
Yeah.
Did you go over snap?
Nas had his turn held from the beginning of the round.
Yeah, but Snap rolled higher than rolled higher than Grimlock. And over Anna Carmen.
Where's Snap on my thing?
22.
I rolled less than Grimlock.
Snap, what'd you get?
You got a 22.
Okay.
I got a 21. You were higher than me.
Oh, I thought you were 24 or something.
Nope, I did skip Snap. My bad. Alright, so Snap, go ahead.
Alright, Snowflake will go in and attack the one closest to the one fighting Anna Carmen.
Okay.
And then a d20. 16 to hit.
That's going to miss your flat-footed. Bring it.
Alright. And then Snap will take two sling. Both at the one that Grimlock is fighting.
Okay. So I think you can only take one slingshot.
Why?
Because you moved right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. So then, what? 24 to hit?
That's a hit.
3 plus... What do you add for damage?
Your strength modifier.
Oh, then just 3.
All right, so 3 points of damage. As you throw a rock at this guy. Now Snap, it's your turn. Oh, Naz. Damn it.
Why do you keep getting my name fucked up?
I don't know, Zach. Just move.
Messed up, man. All right. Who is the most damaged?
The guy who got stabbed.
By?
Anna Carmen.
So this dude right here?
Mm-hmm. Right. The one right in front of you.
Ooh, he might be...
And he is flat-footed.
Ooh. Oh, so, okay. So, do I start from the room, or can I start from here?
You start from the room, because that's where you're hiding.
God damn it. Can I... I'm gonna stab him to run away.
Okay.
Right here. Stab this fool right here.
Okay.
Sa-sa-sa-sa! Ooh!
That hits?
Nice. 6 damage? No, plus, 4 damage.
Plus sneak attack. Roll sneak attack. Because they're flat-footed.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 5.
Alright. So 9 points total.
Yes.
Nice. That's a good hit.
Hey, Zach, are you Rogan right now?
I'm Rogan.
Oh, shoot.
He came in between Grimlock's legs. Give a quick stab.
With slobber coming
out
everywhere.
That was a good hit.
I said, sa, 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 sa. Then I run away. It's three actions, right?
Yeah, that's three actions. Good job.
All right. Is he dead?
No, but he looks beat up. All right, it is his turn. He is... I can't see! And then he's just going to take his axe and go into a rage and blindly attack out in front of him. That's a... I have to roll a 10 or higher.
First, you have to roll. You have to pass a DC 11 check to see if you can even perceive where they are. So you don't know where anyone is.
No, he rolled a 2. Doesn't know where anyone is. So even if he attacks, he can't do anything. Right?
Yep.
All right. So he just swings wildly and misses. It's Flop. Get him, Flop. Flop is going to. I don't know what Flop could do. Flop is blind as well.
Splash.
Yeah, splash attack. It hops forward and is going to do... It has to do a seek action to even find anyone.
Wait, why is it hopping forward on Grimlock?
Because that's the only place it can hop.
It doesn't know that. Roll perception. You have to roll perception.
I have to do a seek action to see if I can tell where anything is.
I think Nathan's right.
But like, why would it go over Grimlock? Like, wouldn't it if it fails, wouldn't it like crush its friends?
No, too? that's not how it works. It would feel something in front of it and then go the other way.
It's surrounded by things. It's surrounded by walls, two people, and then Grimlock. Why would it go after? Why would it know where Grimlock is?
I get what Nathan's saying. How can it differentiate friend from foe, thing from thing?
It does know where it got blinded.
Not there. Fidget wasn't standing there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It gets to move. It can only move a certain amount of speed. There's a whole rule set for moving while blinded. So he can move one square.
Yeah, he has half the speed. So, yeah.
Yes. And then he is going to do his seek action to see if he can find Grimlock at all. He didn't succeed at that, so he can't even do anything from there. He's just a blind frog that's splashing on the ground.
Why is he occupying the same space as Grimlock? That's my thing.
He's not. Grimlock's above him.
Is it a small creature?
No. Refresh your world 20. Yeah.
We're in different spaces. But I appreciate Nate trying to look out for me. And like, I don't appreciate Joe trying to cheat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, now it's the one who isn't blind, who has all of his turns. He's going to go into a rage, and he's going to try to attack Grimlock, but he has to get past this damn concealment.
Yep.
And he fails that. He's going to try it again, because he has nothing else to live with. Oh, he... Damn it, and he has to stand up. And that's his whole turn. And this... Help, help.
What?
How have the turntables have turned?
I'm just going to keep tripping him.
Yeah, Nathan unironically fucked that up, but then kept going with it. I love it.
Naz, it's your turn. Oh, no, you got moved because you held off. So you're after Anna Carmen. Fidget, it's your turn.
She's gonna pop in the room, color spray again.
Fucking horse. Use all your spells.
No, I'm joking. Use them all. I'm joking. I'm not gonna do that again. But I will say, so they're not stunned anymore.
Yep.
And they're not blind anymore, but they're still wait, are they? Hold on. I have to remember.
They're still dazzled for a minute.
Yes, everyone, they're still dazzled for a minute, but the one who succeeded is now not dazzled anymore.
Okay, cool. I get to move all the dots away from them. Thank God.
Cool. Telekinetic projectile the one that Anna Carmen attacked.
There you go.
That is going to be a 21, I believe.
I'd like you to know.
Joe Salty, why are you so mad at me?
I was trying to have a fine social interaction.
You're right. As you're right. It's 22.
Fuck off, bitch.
Why are you so mad? All right, a loose cobblestone from the wall. She grabs it with her brain and whips it at him. Fuck me. That's gonna be 7 points of damage.
Jesus, that's a okay. All right, cool. Cobblestone hits Eber. Ow. Is there anything else?
No, I moved and did that, so that's my turn. So I'm right.
Snap.
There.
I won't forget you again. It's your turn.
All right. Snowflake will go in and the same one, the one in front of Eric Carmen. And then 22.
Holy hell, yeah, you hit.
Yeah, so 7 points of damage.
And Snowflake takes out some part of this guy that's just too much, and he falls over. All right, so there goes Eber. You have Falter. No!
Just a single no.
A no into the
night.
They
weren't that close.
So then Snap will take two slingshots on the saber-toothed frog. 18 and a miss. 18 will hit. 18 hit? Okay, so 1d6. 6 points of damage.
All right. You hit the frog with a rock. The rock breaks some skin. Does some work. Grimlock, your turn.
All right.
Come on, Grimlock. I'm in the mood for some frog legs.
Okay. We can do that. All right, first I'm gonna trip this guy again.
Yeah.
17 plus 5, 22.
Just bully him in the post.
He's tripped. He's down again.
I'm going to be taking two attacks with the great axe on him while he's down. Oh. First one. Ooh. What was that? That was a 20.
Now we're on the ground. Does that mean they're flat footed? Prone? What does that give them? It's a hit. It's a hit.
I thought it lowered their AC, but I don't know.
I'm assuming it does.
Okay, well, for the first attack, ooh. So, yeah, I rolled a 20, and then for damage, I rolled an 11 plus 2, 13 points of damage.
Oh my god, you hurt so much.
And yeah, then...
When they're prone, Joe, they're flat-footed.
Oh, yeah, they're prone, yep.
For the second attack, ooh, roll 18, get a 20 total.
Oh.
Ow!
And that's 5 more points of damage.
Oh, Chris, one more time. You're gonna make me jizz.
Oh no, I gotta go. No, that's my turn. So I hit him twice. My turn's over.
All right. After that, it's Anna Carmen's turn.
Anna Carmen just out of nowhere is disgusted. She's just like, I feel like just some man made a comment. Ew. But yeah, okay. I'm gonna move up to the dude that's flat-footed. And you know what? Anna Carmen is going to, because she has the braggart trait, she's gonna just kick him while he's down. She's gonna intimidate the guy.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll an intimidation check.
My poor...
Oh no. Dang it. That would have been amazing. I rolled a nat 1.
Hero point?
Yeah, but no. I'm just... Yeah, no. It's not that important. So I'm just going to attack him.
Okay.
14 plus 9, 23.
That's a hit.
Go... Ooh, rolled a 1 plus 2, 3 piercing. You got poked.
Little needle. It hurts, though. All right. It's Naz's turn.
I'm going to go up to... Is that a frog? I'm Mr. Frog. And...
If you moved right here, you'd make it flat-footed.
Where? I move where?
Right to the other diagonal, because that makes a direct line between you and Anna Carmen.
Perfect.
Now you're flanking it.
Then let me roll the d6. All right, that's a 1. I rolled a 22 and 3 damage plus 1, so 4 damage.
That hits, and you do 4 damage to the frog. You get some frog legs.
Okay. That was sound. All right. Action? Already?
You got one more action.
16 hit?
It's a 12, but no, it does not hit. Because it's your second attack. Ooh. All right, so that misses, but you did take a bite out of it. It is now Faldnor's turn. Stop! Stop! Please stop! I can help. We just wanted help. And he, Flop, stand down. Flop, stand down. And he just puts his hands up in the air. And that's his turn.
The frog put its hands in the air?
No, the human put his hands in the air. He told Flop to stand down.
I still think we should get the frog, though, just because it's homie. The other homie ran away, so we kind of owe it to him.
Flop looks at his best friend in the whole world, Ebern, and just you see one tear go down his cheek, and then he just...
Why just one? Why is this man emotionally stunted?
It's not a man, it's a frog.
Frogs don't have tear ducts.
He attacks 3 times.
Oh.
At Grimlock.
No.
That is a 16 plus 11.
Oh, shit, serious.
27.
I thought the frog's hands were in the air. That hits me.
No, is this frog's hands in the air or not?
The frog's hands are not in the air. They are firmly on the ground.
Then this frog apparently cares because his hands are not in the air.
He does 7 points of caring damage. Then he's going to do it again.
Oof.
That's a...
24 minus 5.
Yes.
That hits 19. With a tie.
Mm. All right, so that is 6 plus 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And it has no care left in its body, and it just keeps attacking and misses its third.
The frog? No, I didn't kill its friend. It wasn't me.
See, this is why we gotta keep. This is why we gotta mark it.
And it's
what
does
its attacks look like?
It is just biting at you with its. Oh. With its tusks.
Wait, you gotta make those 2 DC 5 checks. Because he's dazzled.
One hits.
The first one hits.
The other one hits.
Uh-huh. Right. You're rolling pretty close though, Joe. You're
Screw your 5%. It's not 5%. Whatever it is.
20.
Thank you.
5, actually. 25.
That was a... Yeah.
What am I doing math? I hate math.
Quick math.
So now it's Fidget's turn.
Math. Fuck math. Me at home, it's all hate math.
I like math.
Nerd.
Telekinetic projectile.
On who?
On no one. It smashes against the wall.
It does indeed. He rolled a 3.
All right, and the Fidget will call out. Call off the damn frog.
Alright, it's fair. Snap.
He just said call. Did he not just attack Grimlock?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm a market.
Alright. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it'll last. Live that
one. Market's going in for the kill. Looks like frog legs back Looks on like- the menu, oh! Boys.
That's 20, boy.
That's what you love to see.
Someone didn't have lunch today. So what? 2d8s?
Double damage. Double bonuses.
Double everything.
So damn. 14. Alright, it takes a giant chunk out of this frog.
And then Snap will attack twice. Miss and miss.
Is Snowflake going to back out of there?
Yeah. Thank you.
Gotta protect everyone's favorite person on the show.
Snowflake the dinosaur.
Alright, that's Snap's turn. Grimlock, it's your turn. You got one retainer on the ground putting his hands up in the air, and a frog that just ate the shit out of you.
Yeah, I'm turning toward the frog.
There you go. Yes, do it.
Do it. Do it.
Can I trip a frog?
Yes,
you can. Yeah.
Yes, you can. 42 check.
Fuck, that works. Yeah. The frog's been
tripped. Frog is on his back now.
Yeah. Poor frog. No, not poor frog. He tried to eat Grimlock.
He attacked me badly. First one, 15. I don't know what the AC is.
It's 15.
Got it. Yeah. That's 10 points of slashing damage.
Got it. Right.
It's barely.
That frog sounds like a man. Is there a man in there? Gotta get him out.
Flop. No. Flop.
I don't know. Do I kill the frog? I guess I gotta do it.
Dude, you gotta do it. You gotta
be a man in there.
Everybody's gotta eat.
Roll a 9 total.
That misses. Flop! Run, flop! Be free!
Now that sounds like a dying man.
Alright, I believe Anna Carmen, you're up next.
Hell yeah. Okay, let me just double check something real quick.
Let me just double check. Can I intimidate this frog to death?
Well, I was just about to ask, does this frog... this guy has been talking to this frog the entire time, but I don't think the frog has been answering back. So can it understand common?
No.
No? All right. No. Great. So what I'm going to do is use intimidating glare and try to intimidate this bad boy.
All right.
So it's just the same thing, intimidation check. Oh my goodness. I rolled 2 nat ones for both of my intimidation checks. Oh, wow. Okay,
I think they're seeing through you, man. They know you're not that.
Stab anyways. I'm going to stab it now. I don't know who they think. Okay.
Oh, no.
What are the odds?
I rolled another nat one. What the hell? I'm using my hero point for this attack. Second move of my turn.
Nat one.
Oh my god! I think I broke something on my desk.
You've rolled 3 nat ones in 4 rolls.
Boom! 17 plus 9, 26.
That's a crit.
Yeah, baby.
It had 1 health left.
I'm not even good. Fuck, all right, I'm just gonna roll just fucking, let me just, I don't even know if this is right, but I'm gonna do all the damage. I'm assuming, yeah, it kills. All right, 2 plus 2, 4, 7 plus 2, 9, 13.
Yeah, that's an overkill. You stab the frog in its eye.
Why its eye? I didn't want to stab it in its eye. I want to stab it in its back.
It's on its back.
All right, on the chest.
All right, you stab straight down on this frog that was just tripped by a dwarf, and it's dead.
I don't know why Joe's so angry at us. I mean, he does this to us all the time. Now he's angry at us for winning? God.
Flop now. Flop.
That dying keep, man sounds like a real dying man.
Keep your hands up. Keep them up.
Whoa. Okay, Grimlock out
I hold my great axe ready at the ready, pointing at the man.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. What do you want?
Start talking. What are you doing here?
This is the Hermitage. This is our Hermitage.
This is your Hermitage?
Well, I mean, it's not mine. It's a co-op.
I look back at Fidget, confused.
Can I roll a perception check?
Yeah? What are you perceiving?
I thought that they were... Are they? Is he wearing the same garb as... like the same kind of clothes that the guys in the first room were wearing?
Yeah.
So, okay. So yeah, so they're not different. All right, well then, since Grimlock looks at me, I guess Fidget will step up. Well, what we would like to know is why are you... Why? What? Okay. how come when we showed up, we saw three of your buddies nearly cracking open the skull of the mayor of Aberton? And why is there blood in that room? She points to the bloody room.
Oh, that's a hard question to answer.
It's a pretty easy question to answer, actually.
Yeah. How did the blood get there?
The blood's there from the mayor.
You beat him in bed too?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like torture. I think that qualifies as torture.
I didn't beat him. Let's make that clear.
Guilty by association. You wear the same colors.
That's racist.
What? Like your clothes colors. You're all part of the same, you know, organization.
We here at the Hermitage, we don't see color.
That's problem. That's a problematic statement you just said right now. Now you really are villains.
No, because you casted colorblind on him. He doesn't see color.
It's not colorblind. Grimlock, it's color spray. So if anything, they should see more color.
Exactly. If anything,
this guy, am I right?
Oh, can you see color now?
I'm about to stab you. Okay. I'm not liking him at all.
Okay. We're a bunch of druids. Some of us are druids. We worship the same god,
which is
Gazra.
And they condone torture.
No, that's more of the demon side of it all.
They condemn kidnapping?
Demons do, yes.
So you are admitting you're involved with demons?
I didn't say that.
But it all happened here.
I believe if we ran the tape back, I would never say that I was involved with the demons.
What's tape? What tape are you talking about?
What's tape? But still, what is tape?
It's things that hold things together. It doesn't matter. It's something here at the Hermitage that you wouldn't know about.
I know tape. I got some right here, actually.
And next thing you know, he'll be talking about moving pictures. This guy.
Yeah, and we'll all be talking out of little boxes.
Okay, this guy's...
I don't get it.
This guy's crazy, and he's a demon worshiper.
Why are you guys here? I want to ask a question.
No, you're not. Exactly. You're in no position to ask questions.
But if I knew why you guys are here, maybe I could help you.
Grimlock, you have your axe pointed at him. Why is he still talking? He apparently feels safe to run his mouth.
Fidget runs up and casts the spell light right in his face.
I don't know what you think you're doing. This is a very low level spell.
Puts it right in his eyeball. puts it right in his face. What are you doing here? Who's your leader? Who's your boss? What are you going for?
Can someone get this fucking thing away from me?
Why are you summoning demons?
Okay, Grimlock boxes out Fidget.
Fidget, don't settle down. It's okay. We got this.
I put my arm around her shoulder. I'm like, Fidget, okay. I think we lost you for a second, but okay. Like,
I'm just tired of all these people, all these men dodging all our questions. They think we're stupid. We're not stupid.
We are not stupid.
Grimlock's with his axe in the air. He says, "Well, you just got to answer. We're here. We're chasing leaves. You had the mayor. Now tell us where'd you guys come from and why you guys here."
Literally, we live here. You came into our house. This is our Hermitage. We've been here for generations.
Because you came into our house.
Our mayor. Okay. The mayor came here.
And then you beat him?
Yeah, you beat him up.
Well, he was asking questions. I don't know what you do.
So
Never mind. Just continue.
I try to smack him. Grimlock tried to smack him in the head.
Slap his face.
He dodged.
Slap him around a little
bit. I rolled a four.
Slap him around a little bit.
I'm going to say you're able to slap him without rolling.
Okay, I slapped him.
There you all go. Right. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Look, he deserves
it. Look. We're all getting a little heated.
Fidget, it'll make you feel better.
I'm going to be calm. I'm going to take my few breaths, count to 10, doing the work.
You know what? I want to talk to the goblins. They seem like good people.
Oh, you don't want to talk to the goblin. Grimlock points to Naz,
like, you don't want to see him. He's done some messed up stuff, trust me.
You do not want to talk to the goblin.
And the other one, he doesn't know what's going on right now. I don't even know where he is, frankly.
Okay, look, I think we're asking kind of two broad questions because, you know, clearly they're evil. Clearly they have their fingers in too many pies to know what we're talking about. So we'll start with the first one. Do you know who Nemia is?
Nemia?
Yes.
My voice cracked. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know who Nemia is. She went off to go do her thing.
What's her thing?
To purge the city because they suck.
See, there you go. And she looks at Grimlock and everyone else like, see, there we go. So now we know that they want to purge everybody. So
not everybody.
We need to start another fire. I think that's what needs to happen.
You guys probably burned down the mill, huh? That was you.
It was totally them.
We would never do such a thing. A mill is a life.
Nope. Did we check the tape? Did he say he burned the mill down?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. They all did it.
I think we found out about the culprit.
Oh, and look at all this. She opens up her box and spreads it all. Oh, look at all this ash over all the place. See, they totally did it. They tracked their ash back to here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
That's not going to hold up, and you know it.
Hold up where?
Hold up where, yeah.
In the eyes of Gazra.
Well, too bad for you.
I
worship Shaylin, so Gazra can do something with that. Because I'm not going to be. Right.
Yeah,
respect people's religions.
The way I see it, your God will not save you.
Okay, this looks bad for me. So I'm just going to give you one hint. Whatever you do, don't go in the hallway to the north.
We should totally go in the hallway to the north.
Why'd you say that?
I'm just telling you guys a hint. Just don't do it.
Why?
Bad stuff.
Why a hint?
Because look, there's boards on the wall. We didn't want whatever's in. There's stuff down there that's really fucked up. We were going to get you guys to go do it.
So you admit you've been doing fucked up things. Jesus.
No, the things down there are worse than us.
But they're still in your home.
Because you summoned them? You summoned these fucked up things?
No, we summoned a lot of shit. We didn't summon this. This shit's fucked up, man.
Okay, so should we just... by the way, Nemia's dead, you know, just so you know.
What?
We saved the town. We destroyed all of her machinations.
What's that?
Hmm?
What's machinations?
Plot, scheme, conniving.
Okay, thank you.
Machinations, you know, machinations.
I thought it was macaroni and cheese.
You should read more, maybe.
What the hell is that?
Is this really good dish? I'll show you if you keep me alive.
No. Actually, you know what? I think we should just leave him to Naz. Naz did, like, just wash our hands of this and just leave him to Naz. Naz did great with
the three of us. The four of us were judge and jury, and Naz is, you know, executioner.
Who's Naz?
We all step aside for Naz.
It was nice knowing you, but not really.
What's going on? Why are you guys slowly backing away?
Like we said, we washed our hands of this.
We shut the curtain and separated in the room.
Yeah, we told you you didn't want to talk to the goblins, but now we're just letting the goblin talk to you. So, I hope your god treats you nice. See ya.
So, how's your day? How's your day been?
It's gone good. Do you smoke?
I said, how's your day?
You smoke? It's just your voice sounds like mine a little bit.
Okay.
Smoker's voice.
So what's your problem here? We're just trying to see what's going on.
You guys came into my home.
What the fuck does this guy just do?
So he rolled a sleight of hand to grab his axe without causing too much attention.
We should have tied him up.
No.
with his next action, he swung his axe at Naz and rolled a 28.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Carmen, we took his weapons, right? You did that.
Oh, not his axe, his trident, I'm sorry. Yeah, he rolled a 28. Does that hit?
Yes, it hits.
Is that a crit?
So, no.
What's your AC?
17.
Yeah, it's a crit.
So he has a crit.
Zach, that's a crit.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
All right, so you take 10, 18, 26, 32 points of damage.
Oh my god. What?
As he just slowly, sneakily grabs his trident off the ground and lunges it at Naz. Forever, take me alive!
In response, and not in response, but as a reflex, I try to stab him three times.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh my god. What the fuck? None of those hit, probably.
No, huh? None of those hit.
Not at all, Zach.
Then I started yelling. I'm like, guys!
Can you pass out?
Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm still alive. My health is 36.
Oh, shit! Thank god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. So I hear that, and I'm like, what does the fucking disgusting one want? And then
me and Snowflake are right next to him. So Snowflake will 16. Yeah, so Snowflake will just kill him.
Probably, I don't think he's hurt.
He's hurt. He's
hurt. Oh, is he not hurt at all?
He five. Is bare. Oh, that's it. Oh, six. That was it.
You'll never take me out. Oh, I'm not the dinosaur.
Is Naz skewered on the trident?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The trident is currently holding Naz up.
Oh, man.
Wait. Shh, don't pull it out. You pull it, he'll bleed out.
Gosh, Naz, what the hell?
So, I think, I don't think we should take any prisoners here. I think time for talk is done.
Seriously.
You sound very calm, Naz, for being stabbed.
I handle pain pretty well.
Sounds like the life of a sad man.
I will say, it's kind of impressive.
How much time you got?
Time.
None currently, because we got to continue onward.
Same. So let's move the fuck on.
do you want?
I don't have much more.
Do you want Grimlock to like?
Yeah, you don't want any healing. You just want to move forward.
I said, let's go.
Okay.
And I tap you, and I'm like, I need some fucking help.
Okay, well, I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm not the healer.
I'm feeling pretty lightheaded.
Did we heal him already? Did I heal him already?
I have no idea.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you did. Ago.
I think you're just saying that, Joe.
I don't trust Joe.
I think we did heal outside before coming in, and that was an hour ago.
You waited the hour to approach these guys because you were healing.
But if I did it, then Grimlock probably did not. Because he probably wasn't hurt enough for us to both.
Yeah, but if he even gets healed by one person, he still can't. He's still immune to it for an hour.
Yeah.
It's not the healer, it's the healer.
I move over to the
Healy.
To the wall.
Healy.
And I'm like, I go against it and I like slouch down and there's like blood on the wall.
Did someone take the trident out of you?
Grimlock fires up the his weapon. And he's about to cauterize the room for a little bit of relieving.
I'm trying
to seal up those injuries. I rolled a 7 health, you know?
Nice. I mean, we also have one healing vial.
Yeah, maybe he deserves it because we kind of, I'm not going to point fingers, but we kind of messed up there.
We kind of did mess up.
In hindsight, it's a bad idea.
Terrible idea.
So do you want this? Are we all in agreement? Healing to give Naz the serum.
I mean, do we still have more to do here? Maybe we could just go back. I don't know.
I mean, like, and Fidget Obazor, I mean, we have all this to look through, and he said something about the north. So, I mean, I'm not quite sure what's. I mean, they didn't seem to raise any alarm, and no one's coming running out. So maybe we can rest for a little bit and kind of like maybe go through their belongings and stuff and like search their bodies and see if we can find anything new.
Okay, let's just wait and then rest and then move up.
Hey Joe, we'll hang out. We'll hang out in the front area for an hour and like go through their stuff. They don't have anything, huh?
On Eberron, the first one that died, he had a tin of silver sheen.
So we just know what that is. We don't need a.
Yeah, one of you would know what that is. I don't know which one of you would know, but one of you would know.
I mean, if it's a 10, it's probably Grimlock. We will probably, I mean, that's foreboding, honestly.
And for the listeners, a 10 of Silver Sheen is... A 10 of Silver Sheen can lather silver paste onto one melee weapon or thrown weapon, or 10 pieces of ammunition. It spoils quickly, so once it's open a vial, you must use it all at once. For the next hour, the weapons or ammunition counts as silver instead of its normal precious material, such as cold iron, for any physical damage it deals.
Yeah, it's not a good sign.
What? I mean, in this world, what is silver? Do we know what silver is good against? Is it demons? Vampires? I don't know. What is it?
Werewolves.
Werewolves?
Yeah, lycanthropes, usually. Of some type. I mean, I'm assuming so, at least. Because I don't think we can really damage lycanthropes. I mean, I don't want to metagame.
Can we society check or something?
Give me one second. I don't know.
Knowledge?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to look it up, you know, but I'm assuming that, like, if we, like, unless we have a silver weapon, I don't know if we can actually hurt lycanthropes with normal weapons.
I'll take a knowledge religion.
I don't have that.
You could do it, you right?
I'm not trained in religion.
Oh, you didn't take that feat.
No. And a karma can, though.
I can what?
You have the improv.
What about occultism?
Let me see real fast.
What were you going to say, Nate?
You have the new feat you picked up, the improvisation one, where it allows you to, like, roll, even though you're not trained in it.
Oh, yeah, but it just gives me a plus one.
No, that's just religion for this.
Yeah, but, like, none of us can roll it because we're not trained, you know? None of us are trained in religion, but you could like circumvent that.
That's true.
I mean, you got the vial of the vial from last time in one, so maybe you can do it with this one.
Well, as long as it's not a trained action, I should be good on checks.
Oh, never mind then. If it's a trained action, then it has to be trained, right, Joe?
Yeah.
So no, never mind. Okay. Well, we will just we have a tin of Chival Sheen.
I mean, I can identify it, right?
It's to figure out what it would be used for.
Oh.
Yeah. And so did the other guy not have anything on him?
He just had the normal trident.
Okay.
Wood shield and the leather armor.
All right. So I guess enough time has passed. Yeah, Joe?
Yeah. So you guys can heal him up. Are you guys going to heal him up or what's the plan?
But yeah, so that's why we waited. So like, they can heal rolls. Up now.
God.
All right, it's still inside him.
Marcus, you could roll first to help Zach and me, maybe.
Ooh.
And if you're taking the hour, I believe you can do it twice. Am I wrong?
Yes, news test.
News to me.
What is it, medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
9 for Naz, and then 16. Ooh. And for... I got the two Nat 8s.
Okay. So here's the thing. If you succeed at your check, you can continue treating the target to grant additional healing. If you treat them for a total of 1 hour, double points they regain from treat room.
So that would mean it would take you the one...
If you healed both.
Yeah, I think it's 2 hours. Because we had to wait an hour for the immunity thing to tick down. And then Marcus healed him now, so then he had to spend another hour if he wanted to double it.
All right, so they've healed up.
I'm assuming nothing happened. Because I guess me and Anna Carmen were keeping watch in the hall.
No, nothing happened.
No noises, no strange noises? Or...
There's some noises. If you take your time and listen, you hear chanting coming from down this hallway.
Oh, jeez.
You hear nothingness coming from this hallway and nothingness coming from this hallway.
Okay. Like friendly chanting?
It's subjective.
So like B-L-A, B-L-A, like that.
Over and over again.
So, Anna Carmen, should we believe what that man said about not opening the door to the north?
No, men are liars.
Oh my god.
I mean, yeah, most of them are, but I don't know. Like, he seemed really scared. So I don't know if it would be if he's scared, then I don't know if it'd be a good idea for us to be opening every door around here. He said something about wards. So if we come across a door with wards, maybe. Then we can figure it out, but I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of full of... I'm just suspicious of it is all. I don't know if it'll be a good or a bad thing for us if we open that.
Well, what was our ultimate goal here? Just save the mayor or continue onward and bring down this whole thing?
That's... And Fidget crosses her arms. You know, if I really think about it, I don't know what our objective is. like, we got the mayor out, right? And we killed them and we stopped all their stuff. So why do we, why are we still here?
I think I heard something.
But yeah, but like, but sounded, I mean, like,
it sounded very annoying.
Yeah, but like, it, like, are we obligated to destroy, to just wipe this whole place out? Like, is it our job to like stop these guys? I guess. I mean, I guess, because like, it's not like there's like anyone else in the town to do it.
It's not our job, but if they are hostile, then we will deal with a hostile situation as we see fit. And yeah, if there are demons, then we slay the demons.
I mean, you're not wrong. I'm just like, I think your question just really kind of like opened some things for me. I just kind of forgot the reason why we were here. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, if there's demons, I guess we got to kill them, right? That's how the world works, right? Like, you see a demon, you kill a demon? Is that how it usually goes?
Well, normally for me, yes, but you, I mean, might
how do you even know what a demon looks like?
You'll know one when you see it.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Sorry. I meeting all you guys has just really kind of confirmed that, like, I don't know too a lot about the world. Well, I mean, I guess that's for later. So let's open this. Let's open some of these doors.
Yes, please. Fidget, I love you, but there is a time and a place for that kind of conversation, and it's not now.
Oh, okay. We're just opening the door.
Fidget will open this door and be like, hey guys, if you guys are all set, we're going to keep moving ahead. So
the hell is this?
You walk in, and this is a room with bins of water and lotion.
Oh.
Bottles of lotion and soap.
Some sort of bathing room.
Fidget takes a soap, a bar soap.
A bathing room?
I'll try it out.
Oh, perception. Jesus Christ.
How does it smell? How does it smell in here?
It smells.
I couldn't tell you. My nose is broken.
Mine's too. I rolled a 7.
I rolled the 4th nat 1 of the night.
Are we looting in here? Looting?
Oh, Grimlock.
I grabbed some lotion, put it in my backpack. Oh,
Grimlock, you should really use this. And she gives him like 4 bars of soap.
I give you the deadest stare.
What are you trying to say?
That we should act like rich people and bathe like they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's soap. I mean, look, it's a lot of soap, and like, soap's kind of expensive, so you should take a lot. I mean, you got that big beard. I'm sure you probably go through soap so much, right?
I'm gonna take soap regardless if you told me or not. Just want to let you know that. And we've kind of been on our feet for the past 48 hours battling it out. I don't got time. You know, I don't have time to always think about bathing or cleaning my beard. Okay, you know, it's just one of those things. You know,
I mean, good hygiene is like, you know, a number one for the road, or at least that's what I was told. You know, you don't want to be getting sick or anything like that. Like, look, it's not just for you too. Like, I grab like, and she had, like, she's been like, she's like starting to like shovel all the soap into her bag, like just like arm on the shelf and just like dumping it in there. She's like, and like I'm probably gonna give like Moses to Naz. You know,
I think you're two are ladies. You guys think differently than we do. Here, watch this.
I grab a soap and I go into the other room. I'm like, hey guys, soap, yay or nay? How you guys feel about soap?
Fuck that. Yep. What about you?
Is Nat still impaled?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. We don't even know what it is. You guys hear that?
I was just trying to do something nice, but yeah. Whatever.
I hear nothing. I hear ignorance. That's what I hear.
I hear misogyny in the other room.
All right, what's this door, Joe?
That door is boarded up.
Oh.
Time to take it down. Grimlock, this looks like a perfect job for your axe. Please, wait, Grimlock, show wait, us how strong you are.
Wait, hold on. Before we take down this door, should we go check out the big door over there first or do this one?
This one.
I mean, they said they boarded up a door and there's danger. You guys already...
Wait. That one's boarded up. What is this one? Does this one need a key? Is it fancy?
That one's made out of green and blue marble.
That's fancy. Do we go through the fancy one or through the boarded door?
Well, I mean, the fancy one has all the sounds coming through it, so there's probably people in there. But the boarded one, that's kind of ominous. I don't know, and I don't know if that's good or bad.
I'm going to roll a perception check to see if I hear anything from the other side.
We should split up.
No. Split up. Oh, Joe, yay, 17 plus 6. Joe, do I hear anything? Do I see anything from this boarded up door?
Can I see through the door?
No, not see anything, but do I notice anything off about the boarded up door? I don't know. Is there a message written on it or somewhere?
No, but from underneath, you can, it smells musty.
Musty. Ugh, whatever's in there needs soap.
Oh, I got plenty of it.
Yeah. It smells like fidget in here.
Hey, that's really mean.
Yeah, Grimlock, please, just... Please take down the boards.
Oh, you want me to do it with my tools? You don't want to do it with your soap? Huh?
No. My soap is not good for this, unfortunately.
I take out, like, I got, like, a little, like a crowbar kind of device to pry it, to start prying the boards open.
You have a crowbar?
Crowbar device.
It's like a prying device, you know? Like a bar.
A crowbar, like object, but not a crowbar. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a mini crowbar.
So you take the crowbar.
And you
start taking the boards off.
You can take the boards off. And it's just a door.
Naz has been getting healed this whole time, right?
Yeah, he got 9. He got 9 points of healing.
Oh, beautiful!
Thank I thought he got 16.
No, 16 is for Grimlock.
Oh.
Wait, we didn't give him the vial. We can give him the vial.
No.
Okay. Right. I don't have control over that. I don't have it. It's in Fitch's hands. Okay, so
it's for emergencies. We're not in emergency yet.
All right, everyone, get in here. All right, I'm opening this up. Okay.
Snap, Naz.
Oh wait, actually, I turn around and I'm like, I forgot that I had these on. I think maybe we'd better use if we distribute it.
And I bring out the 3 vials of holy water that I've been having. Is that good against? Do we know? Is that good against demons? What does that do?
Probably.
Yeah, I give one to Anna Carmen, and I give one to, and I'm eyeballing everyone. I give it to Snap.
Do you say anything?
Oh,
to Snap.
I mean, I think we could use these against demons, right? I really don't. I don't really know much about the otherworldly kind of creatures, but I read that in a book once.
I don't know how to read.
Fidget, do you know how? Do we throw this at them? What do we do with this?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, he gave the priest gave it to us. I mean, I would think you just throw it, like, and it shatters, and maybe the water deals something to them.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, God. All right. So, yeah, 3 of us have it now. So now I'm going to open the door up, and what do I see?
Well, you see a hallway. Stone staircase going down.
Okay, not so bad. The hallway.
Well. The must amplifies as soon as you open it. It's stale air down here.
Okay. I want to proceed. Make sure there's no traps, because that's not going to fall for it again. Or maybe I am. I rolled a 9.
Lord almighty.
I got a 14.
Seems fine.
All right. Well, I guess we should just go down, I guess.
I mean, I guess if we all agree, it seems fine. let's go.
Is it dark or is it lit?
It is dark, actually. There are torches against the walls, but they are all out. They look like they burnt out years ago.
Okay, I get a torch out of my backpack and I'm holding it.
And Fidget will cast light.
Okay, I put out the torch.
This would be a good time for everyone to know if they have dark vision.
I do.
Goblins do.
I do.
Humans do not.
I touch Anna Carmen's sword. And cast light on it. So her sword will be shining.
Okay. Ooh. And to the dwarves and goblins, you guys have about, what, 25 feet of dark vision?
I have low light vision. I don't have dark vision.
All right, so you're going to need to stand by Anna Carmen to see.
Yeah. That's why I put cast it on her sword.
And I don't know if Snowflake's vision, how that's going to work. But you guys can see up in front of you for, I think light gives, what, a 20-foot illumination?
Yep, 20-foot radius.
Yep. So you can
Snowflake see has low light vision and imprecise scent for 30 feet.
All right. It's good to know.
Dwarves have dark vision. Basically, you can see just as well, but when it's like pitch black, you just see in black and white.
Like a dog.
So maybe you don't need a torch.
Yeah, maybe. Anyone want this?
You have light casted on you.
And hand it to Fidget.
Yeah, we have vision.
All right. Slowly, we're all good. We can see the hallway now.
Walk, yeah, I guess first Fidget has a torch now, I guess.
Yes, you do.
Make the first turn. I see another turn, I assume. Is this what this is?
Guys, this is going...
You keep going down further and further. And you, the smell of just damp, molded air is coming in.
Is that what I think it is?
You see in front of you a stone wall with three, like, divots inside of it. And in each divot
Imhotep? I think so.
Is Imhotep. A body that's wrapped. It seems like it's buried down here.
Is he Grimlock?
You say one of the divots is a body.
In all three divots, there's a body.
Oh.
Imagine this, like, stacked up on, like, it's like stacked up on each other.
Like Skyrim, you're walking through and they're all
exactly like Skyrim.
Okay, I played Skyrim. Okay.
Fidget will cover her mouth with her scarf.
Oh, there's a lot of these. They just wrap up their dead down here.
It's like a I think a crypt is the right word for it.
A gravesite?
A gravesite would imply that it's above ground. I think a crypt is underground, right?
I don't know. There's just dead bodies in both.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this. I don't think we should be down here.
A tomb? I mean, yeah, this kind of looks really gross.
Mr. Fancy Pants over here with the word tomb. What's over there? Grimlock, what do your dwarf eyes see?
Shanna Carmen, maybe we shouldn't be shouting.
It just looks like there's, kind of like a maze of just these rows of,
mighty buried just people. Dead bodies upon dead bodies down here.
It looks like, each slot is three stacks on top of each other. It looks like generations of hermits. Some are definitely, the ones that are out here, this first row seem to be pretty fresh. But this, as soon as you turn the corner, they seem to instantly age.
God, the smell.
Yeah, the smell is not good.
Can I just make sure nothing's going crazy down here? I rolled a 19 perception. Is there anything, any kind of movement, breathing, anything?
You hear, clattering coming from the northeast of you guys.
Fidget's going to poke her head up the staircase. Naz! Snap! Are you guys gonna stay up there?
Thinking about it.
There's a lot
of bodies up in this thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Joe, what'd you roll for?
Do we need to be here, guys? I don't think we should be here.
I'm beginning to think that you're right.
I don't think anything good comes from bothering dead people.
Fine. Let's go. If anything, I'm just glad to get out of the smell.
Yeah, same. Let's go back to the top.
Okay, we all start walking back.
Was there anything over here, Joe? In this little...
Give me a perception throw.
Oh, Lord. 18 plus 6.
All right. 24. You can tell that this cave right here that you're looking at...
That's a cave?
It looks like it... the rubble is just falling down. This doesn't seem to be like the natural wall. This looks like it was just made. Anna Carmen, you can tell that if you were to move any closer, then there's a possibility that this you could disrupt it just enough that the cave would cave back in, or that the ceiling above you would collapse.
Well, then I'm leaving it alone.
All right. Before you guys go there, can you go back to your hallway?
Which hallway?
The hallway you were just in.
That one?
Yep. Snap. The door's closed.
Well, the door's closed.
You fools! You've activated my trap card!
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Boo. It looks like they're your problem now.
Shut up, Weevil.
What's that square over there, Joe?
Nothing. Nothing.
So Snap can't open it?
Yeah, Snap can't open a door.
Nope, it's closed.
It's a push door, not a pull door.
It's just push closed?
Push it.
That's a shame that closed doors can't be open, huh?
I hate when that happens.
He pushes and he can't get it open.
You guys look at the 4 foot four-year-old who trying to push the door three times as tall as him. I'm trying. I can't.
All right, everyone. All right, everyone. It's going to be a group effort.
Group effort.
You can't possibly open this door.
Okay, shut up.
Is it a wooden door?
It's a wooden door.
Grimlock, we need your tools again.
Hey, Grimlock, just come on, buzzsaw this thing. Buzzsaw this thing off its hinges.
I bring out my electric buzzsaw. It's in my backpack. The first thing I do, I just try to whack it with the broadside of my axe. Kind of like, I guess like, I'm like pushing the axe into it. I roll a 20.
Whoa!
All right. The door has hit points. You hit it. You hit it hard. A couple more hits like that, and you could probably take down the door.
Do I keep going? How scary is it?
Does he have to roll damage since he said the door has hit points?
Yes, roll damage, please.
Go, Grimlock!
That's a trip.
The door falls.
That was easy.
I roll a 4 for my first hit on it.
You break through, but you can see that on the other side of the door, the wood planks are back up on it and boarded.
Still just wood.
I'll stop. Stop that. I'd stop that.
I mean, it's just, I don't know who you are, but this is just wood.
Fidget's going to keep an eye on the hallway behind us because she didn't like what the dude behind the door said.
Neither did I. So, yeah. Can I try to hit a 2 just to get us out of here faster?
Yeah. After I'm hitting it, I'm kind of out of breath. I tag team you in.
It's just adding strength, right?
What the fuck is that? Yeah.
Like, to see if I even hit it?
It's your last chance. Go deal with the things, and then I'll let you out.
13. No. First of all, no. You don't tell us what to do.
Okay? We don't like being railroaded.
Joe, do I hit it? I hit it, right? For damage?
Yeah. Damage it.
My rapier is piercing. I don't know if it would do
anything.
That's
not going to do anything.
Yeah, so do I just, like, physical damage?
Yeah, you can also roll an athletics check to try to just spring it open.
Athletics check, huh?
Yeah, to, like, kick down the door.
You shouldn't have said that.
Here comes a natural 1.
17 plus 6, 23.
Eat your words.
The door is already beaten up a little bit. You kick it down, and in front of you, you see one of those worms that was in the cemetery with its mouth open and about to lunge at you. And behind it, you see a female woman with a staff, and her hair is black and straight, and her eyes seem really creepy, and she's screaming,
I'm going to kill you, first of all, because you yelled at me. Second of all, because you told us what to do. And third of all, because you locked us in. And lastly, I'm pissed off.
Save the anger for next week. See you next week, guys.
That's good. That's good stopping.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have our Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.